You are listening to About Progress. This is episode 297, our introduction to both November and December. At the end of each year, we get a publication that releases their list of 30 under 30. I believe it might be Forbes, but I've read this, article most years when they come out because it's very intriguing to me to see about these amazing people, 30 of them, in fact, who are either the age 30 or younger, who have accomplished big things in their lives and in their careers. But I saw this cool tweet kind of go viral in September, I believe. And it's from a TV writer and producer named Melissa Hunter. And she says, quote, "At the end of 2020, instead of 30 under 30 and next gen lists, please profile middle-aged people who just got their big breaks. I want to read about a mother of two who published her first novel, a director who released their first studio feature at 47. That's the list we want," unquote. We all have at least one thing on our list that we've declared it's too late to do because we're likely over 30. Or maybe some of you are even younger and you still are convinced of that. Maybe you think you're too old, you're too inexperienced, you're too undereducated, or you're too far down a path that you simply can't go back to square one. To all of these excuses and plus more that I'm sure you are thinking of currently in your mind, I have one word for you: nonsense. This is why we are not just going to spend 1 month, but 2 months on this theme. Never too late. To wrap up possibly one of the most disastrous years we have experienced in our lifetimes, both individually and as the world, this is my message to you. And yes, I actually am sane while I am saying this right now. It is never too late. It's never too late to find out who you are. It's never too late to discover a sense of purpose in your life. It's never too late to start. And it's never too late to live the life you've thought about living and being the person you want to be. Welcome to About Progress. I am your host, Monica Packer. And I don't want you to just listen to this show. I want it to change you. This community of progressors empowers women to take on radical growth via sustainable changes. Are you motivated and ready to grow in your identity, purpose, and productivity? You can when you remember that life is about progress, not perfection. When I started my podcast almost 4 years ago, I never thought I would get to the point where I'd have 300 episodes under my belt. Well, we are going to get there next Friday. That's Friday the 13th, friends, which is also the week of our four-year anniversary. To celebrate this 300th episode and our four-year milestone, I want to celebrate hard and I want to honor you because the truth is that we would not be here without our progressors, without the members of this amazing community. So we are doing the 300 giveaway that I want you to take part in. And the good news about this is that there's lots of ways for you to submit to this giveaway with retroactive actions you have taken. So let me explain. There are ways to submit by leaving ratings and reviews on any podcast app, by sharing about the podcast, whether it's publicly or privately, and by subscribing to the show. And while some of that can be done automatically in the here and now, like if you leave a ratings and review on Apple Podcasts, you're automatically submitted within starting in October and through the middle of November. And if you have shared about the show on Instagram and tagged me, then you're automatically submitted. But for those of you who have done this before, you are not left on the sidelines here. So go to aboutprogress.com/300giveaway to hear or to learn how you can submit the information, the things that you've done in the past so that you can be honored. We have 30 gifts. They're going to be small but perfect gifts for you. And then we also have three big gifts on top of that. We're calling the big three. They each are valued over $300. They include some of my favorite things, such as the subscription to the Magnolia Journal, Joanna Gaines magazine. We have two different bags. One of them is a Fawn Design bag, and I paid for these all with myself. A notebook, a poetry book, a canvas bag, and a lifetime access to my organization overhaul audio course. Friends, I'm so appreciative of you, and I really want you to feel that. Go to aboutprogress.com/300giveaway to learn more about how you can be formally submitted to this giveaway. And we will be announcing our winners of the big three next Friday, the 13th. So the deadline is next Wednesday to get everything in. So that's Wednesday, the 11th. Again, November 11th is the deadline. Thank you, friends. Okay, before we dive into talking more about how it's never too late, we're going to do our quick segment on Do Something. This is short for Do Something That Scares You. It is a campaign that we've done for years, and it's actually a foundation to this community, and you probably didn't even know that. Now, the truth is that I'm going to do my best to bring this out more, how we are a community that does things. We do the things that we say we are going to do. One of the ways that this translates is a yearly Do Something plan, which you can start any time of the year. And you can also, good news, it's not the Constitution, so you can alter it as you go along, which we've had to do in 2020. I had to alter significantly some things that I wanted to do. So in October, I just share at the beginning of the next month. So in October, I did a few things on my Do Something list. I did a lot more hand lettering, which was really fun. And I read a lot more books. But this is part of Do Something. The truth is that sometimes you forget, or sometimes you just have a really hard month or a couple months. And that was the case for me. October was a little crummy. If you didn't listen to the Dear Progressor episode, it was crummy. That's where I share more about what was happening that month. But what I thought I would do is share one of the great success stories that we've had in our membership group, the Strive Hive, where we really focus on Do Something. Our motto is Do Something and Strive for Daily Progress. And I love what this amazing community member said there. She said, "Okay, friends, this feels like a big win for me. I made goals in October. I wrote them down," and in all caps, she says, "and I accomplished them. This is not the kind of thing I've been able to follow through with in the past. The poison of perfection would get to me and I'd fall off the wagon before finishing everything. I've been in this group since April, I think, and all the good vibes and good ideas have slowly sunk in, and I feel like without this group, I'd still be in the same mess I was in 6 months ago. So thanks to all of you." Unquote. And then she goes on to share about all the amazing things she did in October, which were incredible. But also, friends, this is how I want it to be. Whether you're just listening to this podcast, or you're joining us on Instagram in the community there, or you join our exclusive community in the Strive Hive, we can do something. So I'm recommitting a little bit here. I have a ukulele that I bought this year at the beginning of the year, like in January or February. And I started to practice a little bit in quarantine, but then we decided to sell our house. And then we've been moving, and then we've been doing homeschooling and trying to survive. And I want to recommit to making that be the thing that I work on doing something in November for myself, for some creativity, for some outlet. A lot of what I do during my own spare time is this podcast, this work. Actually, every minute I have is devoted to this community that is spare on the side of doing the things I do as a stay-at-home mom primarily. So that is how I'm recommitting, and I want you to recommit to some Do Somethings. Okay, that's it for my weird progress report on my own Do Something from October. I'm going to have a much better report for you next month. Let's talk about Never Too Late. I can't tell you how excited I am for this theme, because Never Too Late is something I didn't believe in for a very long time. I totally discounted myself from starting things and trying again because I thought it was too late. I want you to think about some of those that you have yourself. What are some things that you have put off or never tried or dreamt about forever? Either you know, big things like things you want to try, like learning how to play the ukulele or going back to school or writing a novel or whatever it is, even if it's smaller in nature, like going on a hike nearby that you have thought about forever. And think about those things that maybe you have had in the past that are like that, and how at the time you thought, "Oh, it's too late, I can't do that now." And now you're looking at it and you're thinking, "Oh, actually, I wish I had started then. If I had started then I would be here now in this other place." That is why this theme matters so much to me, because we can't live our lives thinking it's too late when the truth is that there's no better time than right here, right now. If you want some proof on this, what I'm going to do for the first part of this episode is share some stories of significant figures that we are all familiar with, whether they are celebrities or scientists or journalists or, you know, fashion icons that started later in life, just so we can get a good sample of what this looks like instead of only paying attention to the 30 under 30 lists. Some of these are going to be rapid fire, and others I'll share a little bit more about them. Vera Wang, the amazing fashion designer, only joined the fashion industry at 40 years old. Julia Child, I'm sure like we're all familiar with that. She had actually a career in the CIA and didn't learn how to cook until her 40s and had her first cookbook at 49 and her first cooking show in her early 50s. Never too late, my friends. Winston Churchill, a little bit about him. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from him, which I'll tell you right now because now I feel like I have to. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage that continues that counts. So Winston Churchill, he failed high school 3 times. He spent his entire adult life as a political figure, but he lost every bid for public office until he finally became England's prime minister at the ripe old age of 62. Another woman I never heard of before, actually, is Anna Mary Robertson Moses, better known as Grandma Moses. She began her prolific painting career at 78 years old, and in 2006, one of her paintings sold for $1.2 million. Previously, she was a housekeeper and a farm laborer. She started at 78, folks. Harlan David Sanders, he, at 65, started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nora Ephron, the prolific screenwriter, she said she had this to say, and by the way, I'll share all the sources of where I got these materials in the show notes for you. She shared, "There's no question that changing careers is a good result of a bad quality I have, which is a short attention span. But originally, I went into movies not because I was burnt out on journalism, but from economic desperation. When my marriage broke up, I had 2 kids, and I figured I'd better get my act together because nobody else was going to help. That's a realization a woman comes to very late in life. It's just me. So I started doing scripts because everyone was doing it. It saved me from having to live in the country or some fate worse than death." That's her good sense of humor, right? So she didn't start writing her movie scripts until way later in life. And she was a journalist before then. It is never too late, friends. I know that you have someone in your life who has done this before, who we have a neighbor in my parents' neighborhood that he's an artist and he decided to go back to medical school in his late 30s. This is honestly something that inspires me so deeply to see someone pivot, whether it's in their personal life or in their career. You can always try something new. Take inspiration from these stories. Stop discounting yourself from going after something that you've thought about forever just because you think it's too late, because it's never too late. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share 3 pointers to help you sort through what it's never late, too late for yourself, and then how you can start moving forward into doing that. First, let's just take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. Whether you are below that 30 age group that we talked about at the beginning of this episode, or you are well into your 60s, 70s, or more and are listening to this podcast right now, let me help you walk through how you can decide it's never too late for you to do the things that you have been wanting to do. The first step I have for you is to go back to your roots. Go back, way back, to the things that you used to want to do when you didn't have life's responsibilities, or when you weren't so far down a path that you couldn't see yourself your way back from. Maybe go back to your childhood or your young adult years or your middle age years or whatever it is for you, where maybe life felt a little bit more full of possibility. And what I want you to do is remember what it felt like, for one. What did it feel like to look at life with possibility, with potential, with options? And do something that we call repotentialize this. This is what I've learned in my optimized coaching program that I'm in right now, getting certified under as a coach. Repotentialize means that you reinsert the potential back into it. Instead of only seeing one door in and one door out, you see many doors and many windows. In short, you make it so you have more options. So go back to your roots and think about what that felt like, for one, but then also what used to interest you. What did you dream about and wonder about? What were you curious about? When you looked ahead at your future and your life, what did you imagine yourself doing? Whether that's just hobby-wise or interest-wise or even career or greater, what did you think about doing? Now, I just have a quick disclaimer here. Doing good things, never too late. It doesn't mean that you have to do things that are big and monumental and make you famous and seen. That's not what this is about. So don't do that to yourself. Just don't. Just think more about what were you interested in? What did you envision for yourself, for your life, for your relationships, all of that. So go back to your roots. And as part of that, going back to the roots, think about some things that came naturally to you that maybe you don't do as much anymore. You don't think about. Like when I go back, I know that I've always been interested in being outside, in nature. I've always been interested in learning. I've always been interested in leading. So it can be general like that. It doesn't have to be uber specific either. So it wasn't like I was like, I dreamt about being a podcaster and look at me now. Like, no, just go back to think about even the general things. So the first tip, or the first pointer rather, for you, because we're going to do progress pointers right here. Your first pointer was to go back to your roots. The second pointer I have for you to help sort through what is never too late for you to do is to ask yourself, what are my excuses? What are your excuses, friend? What do you tell yourself is the reason why you haven't started that thing or tried it again or even gone back to even thinking about what's never too late? What are your excuses about that? A lot of us have problems with age, for sure, but other reasons we have problems or excuses that come up that get in the way of us trying things can include lack of time, lack of money, lack of, you know, what we perceive as talent, lack of intelligence, maybe lack of opportunity, or even you're just getting to that place where you're thinking about all the people who have already done those things and that you couldn't possibly compare. I truly want you to spend some time on that. What are the excuses that are getting in the way of you doing something? What is it? And the reason why I'm asking you to think about that is because how will you know your way forward if you don't know what is holding you back? You've got to break some bonds here, and you won't be able to do that if you don't know what those bonds are. So my second pointer for you, again, was to ask yourself, what are my excuses? Now, my third pointer for you is kind of a weird one because I have two mantras for you. One is never too late. Like, I want you to say that to yourself all the time, especially after the next 2 months of us talking about this theme. I want you to have that instilled in your mind, this mantra of it's never too late. Never too late to try that. Never too late to try again as a parent. Never too late to pick up a friendship I lost behind. Never too late to consider going back to school or to pick up this hobby or to say this thing. Never too late. That's your mantra. And now I have a second mantra for you. And this is actually what the real pointer is. Start today. So your third pointer again is to start today. One of the weird things that is holding us back from that idea of believing that idea that it's never too late is because we also think, oh, I'll do it later. So either we are living in this place where we're like, it's too late, or we're also like, no, I'll do that later. No, start today. Again, at the beginning of the episode, I asked you to think about, or near the beginning, some things in your life that you wished you had started way back when you thought it was too late. And now you can see, no, it's not too, it wasn't too late then. I should have done it. I should have tried. So think about that again. And I want you to remind yourself of that so that you can then own that second mantra I just told you. Start today. The way you do this is by taking a series of baby steps. Do not fall for the lie of overnight success. Friends, if you've been here at all, then you know that this is huge. This is a huge part of what we teach here. We do not believe in overnight success. It's a lie. It's a facade. The people who have overnight success or perceived overnight success either have spent years or lifetimes behind creating that overnight success, or it's a stroke of luck that is not lasting. It's not sustainable. And what we want for you is to lean into slow grow. Growth, true lasting growth, including with these things that's never too late for you to start on, still is going to be slow. So where you start is by taking baby steps. Think of not the big picture, the end product, the achievement that you want, although it's great to have goals. But instead, go back to what's something I can do today that can move me towards this. A quick example of this for you and how it turned out was back when I had my own do something list in, the year of 2016. That was the year I turned 30. Yes, I'm like trying to do the math here. I had on my list some things, full of things, honestly, that I had previously thought were never too late. And I was thinking about maybe I can bake cakes for fun or get paid for that. Maybe I can go to interior design school. And at the time, I was like, I'm a mom of three tiny kids. It's too late for me to go back to design school. It's too late for me to go to culinary school. Or it's too hard. It's too much money. It's too much of a sacrifice. Like, yada, yada, yada. But I decided to just take some baby steps. So I began to bake more cakes. And some people bought them from me, whether they were for birthday parties or like baptisms. I also did free design work for my friends. You can see this back on my blog, aboutprogress.com. Some of my oldest entries about how I was designing my friends' homes and did like whole, you know, what's the word? I can't even remember the word, but like the pages where you put up all the things, like this is how the furniture will lay out. Here's all the colors together. And I would write out an entire design plan for somebody. And the way I did that was taking a lot of baby steps. I just tried new recipes. I put myself out there. I wrote a text to friends saying, hey, I know you just moved into that house. Like, do you want help with it? I'm happy to help you for free. Like, it was just a lot of baby steps. And you know what's great about that? Do you know me because you're here for the baking or the interior design? Am I a professional interior designer now with like a booming business? No. Those things brought me a ton of fulfillment and joy, and they helped me lean into this creative side of my soul that I was missing, because I had thought for too long that I had to have like this perfect outcome to even lean into those things in the first place. And what I learned in the process was not only was that not the point, like the outcome wasn't the point, it was the journey, it was the trying, it was the baby steps that was the journey. I also discovered those weren't the things that I wanted to do. And so you know what's great is because I actually started them, I realized, they're fun as hobbies, not something I want to do the rest of my life. It's never too late to find out if this dream that you've been holding on to and living in regret over because you're disappointed in yourself for not trying, it's never too late to try those things and discover, that's actually not what I want. I can now let that thing go. I can open another door. I can start another chapter and I can move forward. What a relief to even imagine the good that that can do, to know when it's time to move on because you've tried it a little bit. So I'm going to review those three pointers for you. One, go back to your roots. Two, ask what are my excuses? And three, start today. Now I'm going to commit to you too. I have totally a list of too late, like my too late list. Now some of those things in my list, like it's too late for me to get into the performing arts. It's too late for me to do musicals again. How in my mind, I think it's too late for me to be a triathlete or an artist, or, you know, there's a few more things like that. But I'm just going to share those three. So that's kind of my too late list right now. And so I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to go back to my roots and consider, like, is this something I genuinely am interested in? Or do I have some shoulds kind of guiding this? And what was I drawn to? What can I kind of lean into a little bit more? I'll consider what my excuses are getting in the way of those three things I shared. And I'm going to also think about how I can start today, how I can get messy, how I can lean into that messy middle a little bit more, how I can do something in small ways and believe ultimately that my worth is not measured on the outcome, and also that my transformation lies in the process. That's where the transformation lies, not the outcome. So friends, I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing. I want to hear what some of your too late things are on your list and how you've worked through that. If you know better now, just from listening to this episode, what your true motivations are behind that and how you can see what your inhibitions are and what you want to do about that and the small ways that you are going to act so that you can do something and find yourself and find more progress in your life. Now, through the next 2 months, November and December, we are going to have some incredible stories of people who have owned what we are teaching you, that it was never too late. We are going to hear from some amazing cake decorators, artists, women going back to school, an amazing expert, a poet, and some of the experts are going to help you also uncover how to make these never too late things possible for you. And what I would love for you to do, and this is a special call to you, as if you are in that place right now where you are feeling a lot of regret and disappointment in yourself, when you're just thinking, goodness, is this who I am? Am I that person who always says, I want to do this, I've thought about doing that, and I've had this on the shelf for so long, and you never do them? Whether it's these big overarching never too late things, or even down to just working on a habit that you want to do, or a goal that you have in mind, I want to invite you to join the Strive Hive. The Strive Hive is my exclusive membership group for progressors who are ready to do something and strive for daily progress. We have our own do something lists. We have a do something focus with everything we do each week. We have monthly masterclasses from experts who speak on things that you care about. They're incredible. And we have a whole masterclass library too. So it's basically like having a whole library of these amazing workshops that you can just take over and over again. But more than that, we have a community of fellow progressors who are there for you, who know what it's like to be in the trenches, to feel the self-doubt and the worry, and to wonder if they're ever going to do something. And in that community, just like one of the thing I shared earlier this episode about one of our strivers that we call, that's what we call ourselves, strivers, shared about how the community will inspire you to step up for yourself, to lean into the messy middle, to do something, to take action, not just based on your own life, but also things that you hear from the podcast. That's who this is for. For so many years, we've had an incredible community of women who I have enjoyed learning from, but I saw a big problem. And the problem was that a lot of our women in our community loved learning about progress, loved it, but were not making much of it themselves. That is what the Strive Hive is for, is to help you actually take what you learn in the show and apply it to your life so that you can strive for daily progress. You can join the Strive Hive the rest of this year. We're going to start having strict enrollment periods soon too. But you can go to aboutprogress.com/Strive Hive. That's STRIVE and then Hive, 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 like a beehive, the Strive Hive. So aboutprogress.com/Strive Hive to either sign up or be put on the wait list, depending on if we are in an open or enrollment closing period. And we would love to have you there. I really, really want you to take yourself seriously and your growth. So again, that's aboutprogress.com/Strive Hive, and that is connected for you in the show notes. And one more reminder for you, this is your final call to enter the 300 giveaway by going to aboutprogress.com/300giveaway. I am so excited for the next 2 months. We are going to have a Dear Progressor episode at the end of December. And I would love to hear from you what 2020 taught you. That is something you're going to hear me talk about in every episode for the next probably 7 weeks up until we're about to prepare that episode. What did 2020 taught you? Go to aboutprogress.com/beontheshow to learn how to submit your Dear Progressor note to be featured on this final episode of the year. And we really want to hear from you what you've learned in 2020 so that we can have real lessons and takeaways and see growth and progress in one of the most crazy, difficult, and, you know, confusing, I would say, years of the world. So again, that's aboutprogress.com/beontheshow. We even have a phone number for you to call to just leave a voice message. I think that's enough reminders for now, except to remind you, hey, I love you and I care about you and I want you to succeed. I want you to make progress in your life. So keep growing and remember, life is about progress, not perfection. This is what I have to say to that. Just one word, hogwash. That is why we are not just going to spend 1 month.
What, buddy?